One of the biggest controversies in connection with a teenager of today is the problem of the teenage marriage. To discuss this, we have with us the well-known marriage counselor, Jose Jimenez. Now, sir, as a marriage counselor, you must have been confronted with a problem that has a lot of adults concerned.
Oh, yes, I've done that.
I'm referring to the upsurge in the number of teenage marriages. Mm-hmm. Has there been an increase in the number?
No, still one marriage to a couple. Some places they try to raise it, but they all get in trouble.
Sir, on this question of teenage marriage, do you have any opinion about what is the biggest trouble involved?
I do.
What is it?
That's it, I do. Once you say I do, you're in big trouble.
Sir, do you think that a boy of 16 is old enough for marriage?
Well, that's a thing. You better say, reset. And you could quote me on this. Mm-hmm. That a boy of 16 is old enough if he is intelligent and considerate and loyal and thrifty.
And you think that would make him a good husband?
No, it would make him a swell Boy Scout.
Dr. Jimenez, if two teenagers did get married, should they set up housekeeping or live with their parents?
I think that they should live with their parents. He should live with his parents and she should live with her parents.
Well, then don't you think it's rather silly to get married?
I didn't think you cared.
Sir, I'm talking about the problem of teenage marriage.
Oh, teenage marriage. Well, everybody talks about teenage marriage, but look into history. Mm-hmm. Romeo and Juliet, for example. Now, they were teenagers, and they got married.
But, sir, that was a tragedy. Romeo and Juliet both died.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, what do you feel, sir? What do you feel about
that? They really passed away.
Yes. Very sad.
Son of a gun, the way things happen. Yeah.
What do you feel about the role of the teenage parent?
I think that the role of the teenage parent should be played by Fabian.